Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And you have here Satan is the unholy spirit. You have the beast who's like the father, who's the Gentile world ruler that's going to rule. And then you have his Jewish antichrist who's like the son. So that's the unholy trinity. Satan is the spirit. The father is the beast out of the sea of nations, the Gentiles, and then the Jewish antichrist. So this is Satan's counterfeit. And he is coming out to set up his kingdom upon the earth. And that is dealt with in Revelation chapter 13. So let's go there to chapter 13 and let's look at verse 1. And I'll read it. You follow. It says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy." Now, we have said that these seven heads in the Revelation 17 are called seven mountains. And that's not the seven hills of Rome. That's seven empires or kingdoms that have been world-ruling type empires. And those empires have persecuted Israel. They have persecuted the beast. All right, and they are against the beast. And I'm sorry, they've not persecuted the beast. They are beast empires, and they persecuted what nation?
Israel,
because when Israel gets saved, God's going to take over the earth and reign over it through Israel's king, the Messiah. And Satan's wanted to stop that from happening. And we said there's seven previous empires that are going to persecute Israel. There's seven previous. Previous to what? Previous to our day, okay? In John's day, when he wrote this, there were six previous and one to come between that and the time of the second coming, and then one final beast empire. But in our day, there's been seven previous beast empires, and that's the chart that I gave you. Now, the first one to arise that would be that beast empire, and it has one leader that's prominent in persecuting Israel, was the empire of what? Sarge?
Egypt.
And the man was whom that tried to kill all the Jewish boys? He tried to kill them in order to assimilate the women into Egypt and make them part of the world and get rid of Israel that way. So kill the males, bring the women in, just assimilate it. Don't let Israel be distinct, because Satan wanted to assimilate it. He either wants to assassinate Israel or assimilate them. So who was that ruler? Sarge?
Ramesses II.
Yeah, Pharaoh. And he did that. And so that was the first one. Now, after that, there was a time when Israel got out of Egypt. They went into their land and they were in their land. But they left God, and so God chastened them, and he made David, his children, who were the king over Israel, his kingdom, to split under the son of Solomon. And it split off into 10 tribes. 10 tribes went into the north, 2 in the south. Well, the 10 tribes in the north went even worse into idolatry and to Baal worship, under people like Ahab and Jezebel and so forth. And God allowed another wicked empire to come in and judge Israel in the 10 tribes in the north and take them into captivity and take them into their land. And that leader was named Shalmaneser. You got to get that. And what empire was that? Second one. Sarge?
The Assyrians.
The Assyrians in 722 BC. These are beast empires that John is talking about in Revelation. Why are they important? Because they're enemies that Satan has used and a leader that Satan has used to try to get rid of Israel. Why does he want to get rid of Israel? Because he doesn't want the kingdom of God on earth. He wants to set up his counterfeit kingdom with the beast. And Satan is licking his chops to do that in your day and mine. He believes it's his time. He believes by 2030, how do I know that? Because of his servants and what they've said, this should be happening. And so he wants that to be done. But God is in control of the stopwatch. Amen. God can push back the devil's timeline. But the one nation that's been standing in Satan's way and in the globalist way is the United States of America. Now they've been taken captive. Our country's been taken captive by the globalists. Make no mistake. You see what happened in the 2020 election. You see what happened with the 37 or so indictments against the one that was elected as president. You see what they're doing. If you don't, you don't have eyes. You don't have spiritual eyes. I hope you do get them. Amen. I'm trying to teach to help you with that. But anyway, people said, well, you're into politics. No, I'm into the devil versus God and praying that the devil would be pushed back. When I mention these things, I'm not pushing politics. Listen, I'm pushing spiritual warfare. I'm trying to give you insight from the Word of God. That's my job. And so Egypt is one. The second one is Assyria. So let's say that. Number one, Egypt. Number two, Assyria. All right. Then that left two tribes to the north, Judah and Benjamin, to the south, that had not been taken captive. They got into idolatry. And God now is going to use a third beast empire to judge Israel. But remember, Satan doesn't want to just be used by God to chasten his people. He wants to destroy Israel. And so this empire came about. And at first, they were a friend to Israel. They were a friend under a man named Cyrus. And Cyrus let the Jews go back from captivity. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped one. I'm sorry. Back away. I skipped one. I jumped right over one. Let's go back. The third beast empire was going to deal with Judah and the southern kingdom, and he would want to destroy Judah and the southern kingdom or assimilate them at least. Either Satan wants to destroy every Jew or assimilate them into the world and make them not distinct anymore as a people. And so this empire wanted to do that. And they invaded in 606 and in 596 and 586 and destroyed the Jewish temple in 586 and then took all the rest of the Jews captive into their empire. And during the time in their empire, he built a big image and said everybody had to worship that image. Some Jews stood up against it and paid the price, but God delivered them. What empire was that? Rose? Babylonian Empire. And what man was that that was the leader in this whole thing of attacking Israel and building this statue and all that? Cynthia? Nebuchadnezzar. So here's the three empires so far. Let's do the first one. Egypt. Say that. Egypt. Second one.
Assyria.
Third one. Babylon. All right. So Egypt, Assyria, Babylon. Then a fourth one came about. And that fourth one was the one I was just talking about. They actually were a friend. Let Israel go back to their land. And a remnant, about 50,000, went back to their land. This leader of the empire was a good man. His name was Cyrus. As far as Israel is concerned, he was good. And he was a friend of them, and he helped them rebuild their temple. By the way, Israel in 2017, on their 50th jubilee, 50th anniversary from 1967, a man who was a leader, a world leader, declared that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and he mandated that a embassy be put in Jerusalem to put feet to his declaration. Who was that man in 2017? Joe?
President
Donald J. Trump. And he's a Cyrus-like figure. And this man, Cyrus, was the head of this empire that was at first friendly to Israel. What empire was it?
Medo-Persia.
Right. And they were a friend. But what happened was, later on now, this empire had a leader called Ahasuerus in the Bible, or Xerxes II. See, not all the Jews went back from that empire, only 50,000, but millions stayed back in the Persian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire. Millions of Jews stayed back. Remember Queen Esther? What happened, though, was when those Jews stayed back, a wicked satanic man began to influence the king, Xerxes II in history, Ahasuerus in the Bible, his name is. And this man exerted influence, and he got the empire to actually pass a law, and the king to declare a law passed, and you couldn't change that law once it was passed, that there would be a day determined by the casting of lots, a day when you could go not deer hunting, but Jew hunting. Not deer hunting, but Jew hunting. And everybody was encouraged to go out and kill Jews. And this wicked man who was under Satan did this, and the people were getting ready, just like people get ready for deer hunt, to Jew hunt on that day and kill Jews. And it was a horrible thing. The Jews were praying and fasting. They were like, wow, they're going to kill us, you know. And God delivered. Who was that wicked man from the Medo-Persian Empire? Yep. Haman. And you know, he wanted to get Mordecai, the Jew, hung on a gallows. He'd actually made the gallows to hang him, and it wound up he got hung on his own gallows. You'll find this out, that every time Satan and his men try to destroy Israel, God turns around and blesses Israel, protects Israel, many times makes Israel even stronger, and raises up, for instance, a holiday. Does anybody know what holiday? Because they passed another law that would be a holiday where the Jews could defend themselves. What holiday was that, Diane? Purim. Purim. And that was because of Haman. And so that is our next beast empire. So we had one, two, three, now four. Let's name them, four of them in order. Number one, Egypt. Number two, Assyria. Number three, Babylon. Number four, Medo-Persia. Then came number five. And number five was a Western power. These other ones are more Eastern. This is a Western power. And this Western power became a great empire. And once again, the man that headed this empire was a great military leader, but he was not against Israel. He was pretty friendly to Israel. And he had tremendous speedy blitzkrieg-like warfare, and he traveled from the west to the east and conquered all the lands in the west, like European lands, all the way to India. And he, at 30 years of age, he was over it all, man. He was in control. And this man, like I said, was friendly to the Jews, but he was a man with great power, military might, and he got into debauchery, into orgies, into drunken parties. And in a drunken party, after conquering the world, he died at 30 years of age. Anybody know that empire and who the man is I'm talking about, Cynthia? Alexander the Great. And Eric, your son, being a military guy, realized the tremendous military genius of Alexander the Great. Now, Alexander the Great is not the evil one that was used by Satan. But when he died at 30 years of age, his empire split into four sections. One of the sections has a type of the beast that arose. And this type of the beast arose over what's called the Syrian section of the Grecian Empire. And he actually went into the Holy Land. He conquered into Egypt and went into the Holy Land, then back to Syria. And what he did was he wanted to do what's called Hellenization. Does anybody know what Hellenization is? What's Hellenization? Patty? Correct. Yes, correct. Free them up of their customs, their religious practices, because religion really keeps people divided. And Hellenization wants everybody to be united religiously. And Alexander pushed Hellenization. You have to have one culture, you know. And he was smart to do that because that was going to make his empire stronger. But this man that came from Alexander, very wicked, Because what he tried to do is he went into the priesthood and put priests in that he paid off and corrupted into the Jewish religion. And what he did was he had a sow or a pig sacrificed on the altar, which was an abomination to God. And then he put in the Holy of Holies in the temple a statue of the god Jupiter. And Zeus is another name for Jupiter. And the Roman name, I think, is Jupiter. The Greek name is Zeus, so that god. And the god looked just like, guess what, this man that did it. It looked just like him. And God and Jesus used that as a type of the future beast and how an image of the beast is going to be put up by the Jewish Antichrist in the Jewish temple. What we know it's the Greek Empire, but what man under Syria, but what man am I talking about? Patty? Antiochus Epiphanes. And that was another satanic man. And there was a great guerrilla warfare between the Maccabees, Judas Maccabees, called the Hammer, as the Jews began to fight against Antiochus. And that is your fifth beast empire that persecutes Israel, tries to destroy Israel to stop Jesus from coming back and setting up his kingdom. So the first one is Egypt. Say it with me, Egypt. The second one, say it, Assyria. The third one is Babylon. The fourth one is Medo-Persia. The fifth one is Greece. And then we come to number six. And this is the last empire that John could look back to, because this number six was the last one John could look back to. And this one happened after Greek. It conquered the Greek Empire. And this empire, they ruled all the way over Europe, over Egypt, over Syria, over Israel. They ruled northern Africa. They ruled all around the Mediterranean basin from Europe and became a great, powerful empire. And at first, they allowed the Jews their homeland and their religion under them. But there arose a leader that attacked the son of an emperor who later became the emperor. He attacked from Europe and from that empire into Israel because he didn't like the Jews rebelling against him. And he destroyed the temple just like Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon did. He destroyed it and didn't leave one stone on the other. And he scattered the Jews all over the world. And they've been in the diaspora ever since, except recently God's been bringing them back, and we'll talk about that. So question is, what empire was that, and what was the man that invaded? All right, first Eddie, for the empire. Roman Empire. Amen, Brother Eddie, you got it. The Roman Empire, and the man who was the son of an emperor who invaded and destroyed the temple was what man?
Titus.
Titus, that's exactly correct. And of course, there were some wicked Roman emperors like Nero and Domitian in John's day that could qualify as haters of the Jews. But this man did that, and that was the Roman Empire. So you have six empires. But then the Bible speaks about a seventh empire that would arise between AD 70, when Titus destroyed the temple and scattered the Jews all over the world, and the regathering of Israel back to their land. And some wicked man has a world-ruling empire that is going to try to destroy Israel while they're in diaspora, before they can be regathered, before the end time can come. And Satan raised up that man at a crucial time when he knew it was close to the super sign of the end of the age. By the way, what is the super sign that we're in the last days? Joe?
The gathering of Israel back to Israel.
Yes, for 1900 years approximately, they were not back in their land. So how could the end time come? How could the kingdom come? How could the Lord come and set up his kingdom? But when they got regathered in unbelief, according to Ezekiel 36, when they got regathered in unbelief, they became a nation among the nations of the world. And the holiday is Israel's Independence Day. Don't forget this date, May 14, 1948. If you know July 4, 1776, you should know this one, May 14, 1948. Just before that happened, Satan tried to stop it. And he raised up this man and this empire to kill Jews. Brother Eddie, who was that empire man? Adolf Hitler. By the way, he's prophesied, I believe, in John's gospel, where Christ spoke of the wolf coming. And he spoke of the Jewish Antichrist not protecting Israel from the wolf. Adolf means wolf. And Adolf had a big German shepherd. His place where he stayed in the beautiful Alps mountains was called the Wolf's Lair. The Wolf's Lair. And he was truly a wolf, and he was Satan's man. And when Hitler died, when Hitler was in power in World War II, and he conquered most all of Europe, and he conquered Russia, and he conquered blitzkrieg warfare. He just went through all these nations. When he was doing that, his main thing that he wanted to do is not win the war. He was inspired by Satan to kill Jews. And he got with people and he said, why are you not killing Jews faster? Well, it's hard. You know, we're mowing them down with machine guns, trying to bury them. This is a hard job we're doing. And he got a guy named Heinrich Himmler to do the work. Himmler was a great organizer. And Himmler figured out a way to get the Jews to go to these camps and tell them it's just a place where they're going to work and help, you know. And he got all these Jews to leave. First, they had to identify by wearing a Star of David that they're Jews. And then he got them to leave. And then he got them and said, okay, you're going to take showers and get clean. So take off all your clothes, go into these showers. We got all these rooms built for showers. He got all their clothes, their jewelry, everything. We'll store them here. Yeah, right. And then when they got in the showers, boom, they locked the doors. And Zyklon B gas Himmler had were put in the showers. And they're screaming, not getting showered, but getting showered with gas and being killed. I mean, what a horrible thing this is. And, you know, you say, well, why did God allow that to happen? The Bible says that there would be great chastisement upon the nation of Israel, God's chosen nation, because when Christ came, they said, his blood be upon us and our people. Crucify him, crucify him. Their own Messiah. And God speaks about that. It's in your notes in Deuteronomy. It talks about that, how the Jews would go through terrible suffering. And they have through the years, but this was the high point of it. And so we identify this as the coming beast empire, the seventh from John's day. Now we can look back, and it killed 6 million Jews. And this empire, the man who was over it, when he shot himself, and don't believe he went to Argentina and died peacefully and all that hogwash. You can believe that if you want, but it's clear that the Bible says this man would die from a military weapon with a wound to the head. Hitler shot himself in the Berlin, and he killed himself along with Eva Braun, his wife, killed himself. And when he did, his valet, and I read this in the book called The Twisted Cross, he said, Mein Führer, what shall we do? What shall we do? He had eyes, you know, filled with satanic power. And he said, look for the coming man from the West. Look for the coming man. And so there is another wolf that's coming. Now he's going to come. And when he comes, the whole world is going to recognize him. They're going to recognize his face. Do you think if I cut their hair and put a tie on them that you would recognize Pharaoh? I don't think so. Do you think you would recognize Shalmaneser of Assyria if I put a tie on him, cut his hair? No. Do you think you would recognize the Nebuchadnezzar if you did the same thing? No. Do you think you would recognize Haman, if we did that to him? Do you think you'd recognize Antiochus if we did that to him? No. Do you think you'd recognize Titus if we did that to him? No. But how about if we put Hitler with his mustache and his, how many of you would recognize that face? Yeah. And the whole world is going to wonder, because one of the seven, it doesn't say which one, but it gives you enough identifying factors that a military wound to the head die. There's only Hitler, really. Titus didn't die that way. So he's the one that's coming back. Patty? Yes, now that's a great question. The Bible's very clear on this. In 2 Thessalonians, that he will reveal himself as being Hitler in the middle of the 70th week and not until. So at the beginning, when the covenant is signed that makes Israel part of the European Union, and he may be instrumental in that, you know, you won't recognize him necessarily. But if you really know prophecy, though you might not recognize him, though he might be incognito in his appearance, you will know who it is if you're really astute, you know. A lot of people have tried to identify the beast. You remember Javier Solana and many others, and I always rejected it. I did not believe it. I could see them as precursors. Benito Mussolini and others. These people are not the beast. And now it's Prince Charles, King Charles, and all this. Listen, I believe if you really know the Bible, you might be able to pick him out at the beginning. But you really got to know the Bible. A lot of people go off on the deep end on that. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, they have these masks now that you can wear them and then pull them off. So, you know, have you ever heard of a gender reveal? You know, you have a gender reveal, now they do that. We never had gender reveal. Gender revealed was when the baby was born. I was sure I was going to have a boy as my first one, and out I looked, and that's a girl. I was shocked. That's the gender reveal that we had. But now they do the gender reveal. But this will be a reveal, like Patty said, it could be a tearing off of the mask, like, ha, here I am. And instead of the world freaking out, the world is going to be like, whoa, we're going with Satan. You say, how can you go with Satan? You see it in the cartoons. You see Satan pushing his agenda. The aliens aren't aliens from another planet. You're hearing about them right now. Even they're releasing it in the government. I've been saying this for years, haven't I not? I've been saying that the aliens are not really aliens. They're from Satan. They're the angels. They're going to deceive people. I've been warning you about it. I had a guy walk right out of this class when I said that and thought, this guy's an idiot. He's nuts. I'm never coming back to this class. And that guy wrecked his life and his home. He's a Bible college grad for a while. We prayed for him, but he thought he was smarter than this book right here. Well, you're not. I know this book, and I'm teaching you this book. I'm not perfect, but I'm teaching you from a perfect book. All right, Sarge?
I know a little bit about these world powers, and we've already had this discussion.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to pretty sure Antioch was pretty sure, as I read it, I know it's going to be Hitler, and I'll tell you why. Because of all these world...
Hang on a minute. Somebody's got a phone on that's distracting the class, so please stop that. All right, go ahead, Sergeant.
Okay, of all these world dictators, first of all, I'm going to say right now, Mao murdered more people than all of them combined. And that seems to be forgotten about, but I understand that.
Yeah.
But Hitler was the most marketed very well. And of all the dictators, he is the most infamously known.
Yeah, and Frank Wolf, who had the same last name, he liked Hitler too much.
Yeah, and I remember that.
And I remember that.
Yeah, I know.
And what I'm saying to you is Hitler's Satan's man. Why? Because he focused on the Jews. He wanted the Jews. It's not how many numbers of people he killed, although he killed over 50 million people if you count World War II. He's the key man to start World War II, called the Holocaust. You know, how many people died in World War II? Look at the Japanese, and we had to bomb them, you know, with a nuclear bomb. Hitler was behind all that, and he's Satan's man, and he caused great mayhem, but he was after Jews, and so when he comes back again, listen to this now. If he's coming back again, and Kyle was talking about this in our Sunday school class. Kyle was talking about this. They have cloned people, human beings. Did you know this? But the problem is they can clone them, but they can't make them really live properly like we live. Because when God made Adam, he not only made the chromosomes, XY, and all that of Adam, but he breathed into his nostrils a living soul and spirit. God did that. When you die, your soul and spirit leave your body. You can't bring that back. It goes to heaven or hell. And Hitler, when he died, it's clear he went to hell. Just like Judas, the Bible's very clear. Now, Hitler was in hell for a while. I don't know how long. But if he's cloned, and Satan would help in that, no doubt, because he knows where his bone fragments are and so forth. If he's cloned, Satan could get permission to bring his soul out of hell and put it in that body. Now you've got a successful clone. And I believe that very well what could happen. And so can you imagine somebody that is Satan's boy coming back and ruling the world now? He starts in Europe and rules over the revived Roman Empire. Then he rules the entire world. You say, what are you talking about? There's 10 horns. That means 10 different unions of power groups throughout the world. And can you imagine him being... Now, let's look at some of these power groups. Go to Revelation 13 and look what it says about this final... And if Hitler's is the seventh, what is Hitler's return beast empire going to be? Number what? Sarge?
Number eight.
And that's what you have. So look at verse 2. It says, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard." Now, does anybody know a leopard? A leopard, there's a nation that had a leopard tank and is tied in with a leopard. That's a modern-day nation. That's a powerhouse. Does anybody know that nation? Who? Germany, the leopard. That's right, Andy. And Germany is the most powerful nation now in the European Union. Germany's always been powerful. That nation... Very smart people and very aggressive people. Hitler came from that people, Austro-German people. And that is represented by the leopard. So we know that Germany is going to be the powerhouse of the revived Roman Empire, the European Union. And that nation, look for it. Germany's been reunited. Look for that to be part of the European Union. So the leopard would be a German-led European Union. And then it has another one, the bear. Well, what union of nations was the bear? Yep.
Soviet Union.
Look for the Soviet Union to reemerge as one of these big unions and be part of this world government. Now, right now, let me tell you something. Let me give you a little insight where we are right now. The Western globalists, the people behind the leopard, the EU, they control the United States. They control Europe and, you know, the English language and so forth. The English language is a universal language, you know. They control that. China, they were working with China to control the world. China was their big power they wanted to work with. But China is kind of turning on them now. There's a conflict between the Western globalists and China right now. Russia the same way. They wanted Russia, but now Russia is, they're fighting with Russia. That's why you hear about Hillary and all the war against Russia, because Hillary's Western globalist person. She's a witch from the Western globalist. So they're trying to do it. You say, man, why you talk about all these people? Because Satan's working through these people. But focus on the devil. He's the one behind it all. You could pray for these people, but they're wicked, and pray that God would deliver them from Satan. But it's Satan that's doing this. Satan's doing it. You know, he's duped them. And so you got that going on there with the leopard, and you got the bear, Soviet Union, and then, of course, the dragon is Satan. You know, the dragon is Satan. But I want you to notice that it says that it has the mouth of a lion. Now, a mouth of a lion means the language, the universal language of this empire will be from the lion. Who is the lion? Sarge?
If I'm not mistaken, it would be Great Britain.
Correct. The British Lion is Great Britain. And the English language is in Canada, Australia, the United States, throughout the world. And it's used as a language by people that have their primary language, English. They all learn English. So that will be the language of the UN, the one world government of the beast, who will be, I believe, Hitler coming back now. But now he'll have conquered mostly by peace, not by war. And when Hitler was defeated in World War II, the Fabian socialist in Europe began to say, we want socialism. You know, Hitler was a national socialist. We want socialism throughout Europe so that we won't have any more wars. And they were the Fabian socialists. So these people are all socialists. Hillary Clinton is a socialist and so forth. Barack Obama is a socialist. And so it has the mouth of a lion. Now look at what it says. And the dragon gave him his power. Now we know that's Satan, the dragon. But there's a nation that's going to have great power, military power, human resource power. And they're going to throw in their lot with this one world government. They're all going to make amends, all going to get together. And who is symbolic? What nation is symbolized by the dragon? Yep.
China.
So this thing will have 10 heads. And China will have an Asian empire part. And there'll be the European under the leopard and the Soviet Union under the bear and so forth. It'll work out to 10. 10. 10 sectors. The whole world will divide it into. Hitler will be over it all. And then he'll have a Jewish Antichrist helping him, a wicked apostate Judas Iscariot type who will help him and do miracles and get people to worship him. And the whole world will do it, and Satan will empower it all. And there'll be all kind of miracles being done. You can read about that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So what were in your notes that I handed you, and you can fill these out. Study Revelation 13. We're going to come back here next week and look at the second part of Revelation 13, okay? But be aware of what's going on. Thank you. Hey, Dorothy. Hey, Jessica. Thinking about you guys, praying for you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
I was all over getting some rigs to do heaven's
getting what?
Hair. Stuff for heaven's hair. So
this year, I can't hear all that.
For heaven's hair, I'm going to get Diane's going to work with it. Try wrap it.
Good girl. All right, that's so she's definitely going to go forward with that. Okay, good. Amen, Sergeant. Hey, Betsy.
I know a little bit about this stuff here.
It's good stuff. And we know all the backstories, don't we?
Satan's over the reptiles, but not all of them. He ain't over Godzilla now. Don't ever forget that.